Yo, what's up? What's up? That's what Martin Payne, yeah, it's Martin Payne used to say. That's how he used to say it, you know what I mean? On the Martin Lawrence show. Yeah, I love that shit, you know. I love that shit. That's some unpopular shit. But welcome to my show. My name is Ayanda. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion with I. I'm back with another episode after a break, nyana. You know, after a break, nyana. I'm back with the B-side. The B-side is the backroom conversation, you know, the conversation that you want to hear on the media, on radio, on television. You know, these are the hood conversations that we have in the street corners, conversations that we have with our brothers, our sisters, our girlfriends, conversations that you don't feel actually should be in the public space because of how people might react to it. Those are the type of facts that I bring on my show. That's what's up. So welcome to Unpopular Opinion with I, the pole of political correctness, the home of unpopular facts and alternative truth. So I'm here because of this droop thing, you know, and what's happening with rape. So I'm just here to debunk, or not debunk in a sense, because I did debunk this rape shit a long time ago, and it's an episode that actually got me in trouble so much people labeled me a whole lot of things, and it's a reason for, or partly the reason I took a break from the podcast, you know, because they called me all sorts of things for actually bringing out facts that rather left them uncomfortable, or uncomforting facts, let me put it that way. So I'm here to talk about the rape crisis, you know, the so-called rape crisis in Mzansi, and how these rape allegations actually surface, especially rape allegations against public figures, and how rape has been weaponized, you know, and such is enabled by legislation, and how society actually looks at rape. And how, Tina, as men, black men specifically, we are actually at the mercy, or surviving on the mercy of the women we fucked. You know, I don't know, I could be next. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Perhaps I'm not rich enough right now. I'm not successful enough. Perhaps at some point it could come, you know? But I don't understand. I don't understand really what you... That's what I'm trying to talk about, really, or bring about. At first, I once said, statistically speaking, we don't have a rape crisis in South Africa. I almost got killed for that shit, right? And which it was true. South Africa is not a rape capital. There's no concrete data that backs that fact. None whatsoever. It's just a fallacy, a clickbait type headline that's been making the rounds online for over two decades now, and it's known to be not true, though the media pretends as if it's not there, and the government too, which is kind of like rattling. But I'm just suspicious, my friend. Why do these rap allegations just surface, you know, when women are angry, when women are bitter, and why do they only surface when a nigga is at his prime, you know? Why do they only surface when a nigga is at his prime, and why do they surface only against black men? You understand? What the fuck is happening? Right, how legislation, let me start by society, how, and this is the point they're pushing us towards, so would you believe the woman, believe the victim, you know, when she says she was raped, even if it was 30, 40 years ago, 80 years ago, even if it was a lifetime ago, nobody gives a fuck. I'm naming that, that's factual, but it's really, really suspicious how these fucking rape allegations are starting to come up, and we know the false allegations are actually rife at the same time. You know, and we've actually seen how rape, as when I say rape is weaponized, I'm saying that women know they can get at a nigga just by saying a nigga raped me. She doesn't even have to lay a charge. She just has to throw a Twitter video or an Instagram video. And that's all. Right? That's all. I mean, we've had cases with Abos Java, with DJ Fresh and Euphonic. You know, a whole lot of niggas, you know, and now it's Joop Joop, just because he said a couple of things that certain women did not like. You know, Maschaba even came up and said, I was a virgin, he raped me, I was young, and shit like that. I'm like, fuck, man, like, are we really just going to sit and pretend like a Sibone and Denzaga, like, bitter fucking females who are actually having fucked up careers and are bitter and angry at that, actually trying to get back at men by using rape, because the government has allowed them to. The legislation that we have in South Africa allows them to. You understand? because there are many factors to be looked at. If you're going to say South Africa is a rape capital, give me the stats, proper stats, you know, not the bullshit of reports. Reports don't prove rape. And we also got to compare to what is rape in South Africa as compared to other countries, so that before we can even make comparisons between South Africa and other countries in terms of this rape crisis. I'm not saying we don't have a rape crisis, but I'm saying we're living in times whereby women are just immoral. Like I would share my mind, it's just immoral. They have low self-respect, and they have no self-respect, no values in terms of their bodies. They don't give value to their bodies. They don't respect their bodies. They don't treat their bodies like temples. God, the rape is rife. You know, you can fuck a woman for a six-pack of Savannah. You can fuck a woman for cigarettes. Some of them just sell their bodies for a McDonald's lunch. That's what I'm trying to say. It's easy to get pussy in SA, but at the same time it's the rape capital. I really do not understand. I don't understand, because shit just started from a podcast, got you MacGyver, you know. I didn't even watch the whole shit. I just caught a little clip of it, you know, and I didn't even watch the whole Amanda clip because it was actually boring. I just caught a little on it and read about it, and I just decided, oh, good fuck, guys, I said this shit. Statistically speaking, there is no rape crisis in South Africa, but we're still allowing women to weaponize the shit and use it against men. We see them doing it. Lady Zama did it. The chick that tried to do it to Euphonica Fresh did it. I'm not saying absence of evidence it means the crime did not take place. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, Guti, it's kind of, we have to, it's suspicious how these things surface. Even one of my favorite artists, my man, who called her the friend, is dealing with something of a similar case, you know, of a similar nature. By design, sexual misconduct. That's what they say. Speaking from a personal point of view, right? I mean, personally, I used to work at a sneaker store selling shoes, Buffet. You can buy Nikes and all this type of shit, those big brands. And obviously, I work at a sneaker store, so I'm going to look a little bit fly. You know, women throw pussy at me on a daily basis. They still do, dog. And I was just working at a sneaker store. Imagine if you're driving a Polo. Imagine if you're driving a BMW. Like, but these niggas that are raping these women also happen to be successful niggas. I'm not saying success means now one cannot rape. Nah, that's not what I'm saying. You dumb fuckers will probably try to interpret it like that, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's fucking suspicious. And the fact that these women go unquestioned, unexamined, you know, nobody probes these women. All we gotta do is just believe them is making it even crazier. You know, now we're even questioning the justice system. You know, the justice system ain't working cool because supposedly it's re-victimizing the victims. But we don't even have a way to police rape when it comes to males. Male rape victims have no service in the police system. Nobody can help them. There's nobody that's trained to help them. Yet we complain about rape. Are we really on rape, or is the government, or the government and the media pitting men against women? I think, yeah, that's what it's hard. I see it. The media is just pitting men against women, painting the black man as the perp, black women as the victims, while black women are actually part of the perpetrators. Understand? So it's actually fucked up how this whole rape shit is being dealt with. But I'm just saying it's fucking suspicious, and Joop Joop is innocent. I'd say Joop Joop is innocent. Joop Joop is innocent. Amanda DuBois is just a bitter bitch. I'm sorry for saying that, but yeah, I'm not sorry for saying that, because it's a fucking fact. It's an unpopular fact, Buffett. You should be looking at how these rape allegations surface and what a man stands to lose. And if it's found good that shit is actually false, nothing happens to the goddamn bitch. How the fuck do you allow that to happen, Buffett? How the fuck do you allow that to happen? Nah, I mean, it's unpopular opinion with I. The name is I, and I'll always say shit that I feel is factual and true. Nah, I mean, I'm not saying shit to spark shit, controversy and all that shit. I'm just saying shit that I feel is real. So it's unpopular opinion with I. Check me out on Anchor FM. That's my motherfucking host. And I'm available on 7 other platforms like Apple, Spotify. It's unpopular opinion with I. The name is I Yanda. Thank you for listening to my shit. Thank you for listening to my shit, brought to you by Respy Records. And together with the team that's helping me out. Thank you for making this shit happen. So for another listen, I'll be back when some of your celebrities do something that's worth my time. I mean, I'll be back and say more of that. So thank you for tuning in. And that's just what I think. I think these women are fucking this shit up, you know? But yeah, who gives a fuck? Peace.